Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 26th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, T-Mobile and Apple are teaming up on the carrier's newest unlimited plan called Ultimate Plus for iPhone that's focused on small businesses. The plan features a service that no other carrier includes at the moment, Apple's new Apple Business Essentials offering that gives small businesses device management, 24/7 Apple support access, and added iCloud storage. The new Unlimited Ultimate Plus plan for iPhone includes Apple Business Essentials with AppleCare Plus, along with 200 gigabytes of high-speed hotspot data per month, and each employee who adds a new line on the plan also gets an iPhone 13. Apple Business Essentials is designed to help small businesses with things like employee onboarding and configuring, deploying, and managing Apple devices. Enterprise customers can use it to do things like distribute groups of apps to employees, manage system settings like VPN configurations, Wi-Fi passwords, and more. And again, it includes AppleCare Plus for businesses and added iCloud storage for each of the employees. T-Mobile is teaming up with Apple to bundle this with the new Ultimate Plus plan, giving you free access to Apple Business Essentials for the first year. In other news today, it looks like Apple will be able to dodge one of the antitrust complaints it's facing in the UK. The UK's antitrust watchdog today said that any antitrust action regarding the streaming music industry is unlikely. The Competition and Markets Authority said that none of the companies involved are making excessive profits and that consumers are not being harmed by the limited choice of services. The report explains that the streaming music services mean that consumers actually get more access to more music for less money. The CMA goes on to say that Spotify has 50 to 60% of the streaming music market, while Amazon is in second place at 20 to 30%. Followed by Apple Music at 10 to 20%. This data is based on official charts information, but given the huge ranges cited, there's a clear indication that market shares are rough estimates in this industry. So the report concludes that consumers are paying a fair price, but it does note that switching services can be difficult due to the loss of library information, playlists, and other personalized data. This isn't enough to prompt any antitrust action at the moment, but the CMA does call on streaming music companies to address this in the future to prevent the possibility of any further antitrust investigations. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Collide will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, as reports continue to circulate regarding Apple's interest in a deal for NFL Sunday Ticket, the NFL has announced its own NFL Plus streaming service. This plan will cost $5 per month, and it offers access to live, local, and nationally broadcast games, but only on your phone or tablet. So you can watch local and primetime NFL games during the 2022 to 2023 season via the NFL app on your iPhone or iPad for $5 per month. Notably, this does not include streaming games on your Apple TV, smart TV, or any other device that's not a smartphone or tablet. So what does this mean for NFL Sunday Ticket, the package that Apple is reportedly planning to pay upwards of $3 billion per year to offer to its users? Essentially, NFL Sunday Ticket and mobile streaming access to NFL games have coexisted for years. The mobile streaming rights were previously held by Verizon, who offered access via the Yahoo Sports application, but instead of renewing that deal, the NFL is now retaining those rights for its own NFL Plus service. NFL Sunday Ticket, on the other hand, is a broader, out-of-market sports package that broadcasts all regular season NFL games every week. So you can watch any out-of-market NFL game on any of your devices. These rights are held by DirecTV through the end of the 2022 to 2023 season. Companies including Apple are bidding on the rights to Sunday Ticket starting with the 2023 to 2024 season. As it stands right now, a new report from the New York Times indicates that Apple is still the front runner to acquire the rights to NFL Sunday Ticket. The report explains that while Google has offered a bid for the rights to Sunday Ticket for YouTube, and Amazon is also in the running, but Apple is still considered the front runner. The report says, quote, "Apple has made winning the package a priority. Tim Cook has met with league officials and influential team owners like Jerry Jones, who owns the Dallas Cowboys, and the Kraft family, who own the New England Patriots." End quote. It's unclear when a deal for NFL Sunday Ticket will be announced, but given that the rights wouldn't kick in until the 2023 to 2024 season, it could be a while, especially if the deal's with Apple, and Apple wants to hold the announcement until it can gather some fanfare. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.